Excellent Father, we yield our hearts to you this morning. We trust that you will do only what only you can do. We trust that you will reveal to us the urgency of these issues that you are raising this time. Help us not to take them for granted. Help us to inculcate them into our lives so that we'll live ready for you. Thank you, Father. Guide my lips, O God. Cause that your word will prosper the hearts of men today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thy later harvest should greatly increase. Thy later harvest should greatly increase. That is what we are treating this morning. And that is in continuation of the series under the exponential growth drive of the ROCCG. Trusting the Lord that the Lord will grant us the urgency required in the name of Jesus. Job chapter 8 verse 7. Job chapter 8 verse 7. Okay, though thy beginning was small, yet thy later end should greatly increase. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy later end should greatly increase. That is where the topic was gotten. There is a pattern with God we must all note. God never ends where he started from. If you check scriptures, you will notice that every time God calls a man, what is seen in that man is a nation. So, if you look at Noah's Ark with the eyes of today, you'll be mistaken. Because God, when he calls us, is expecting that we'll grow from where we are, so that our later end shall greatly increase. For example, he took Abraham from one son and he made him father to nations. Genesis chapter 17 verse 5. Abraham started from one son and he spread out to the father of many nations. He took Israel from a family. When they entered Egypt, when Joseph invited the brothers to enter Egypt, they were about 70 in all. You will notice when they were leaving, they became a multitude. Genesis, Exodus chapter 1, verse 7. He also took the early church from 120 to thousands in days. You can see that in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verse 41. And Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 4. It means you must not end where you started, even where you have reached now. You must not end where you start. You must understand that when God calls you, he has a plan that we shall greatly increase. And if there's any church that has proven this around the world, is the RCCG. I know of several parishes that started in a shop. Go and check them out. Even in the last Holy Ghost service, our father was telling us that they said that church that keeps planting churches everywhere. I used to also say those days. Why is the RCG planting churches? Why are we planting? What is the problem? When I joined the Redeemed, in front of my house was an RCCG. And I will come out of my compound and I will travel miles to go and attend my parish. It didn't make sense. I was wondering, what is the problem? What are they looking for? Many parishes, one or two shops. I know of a parish who started with one shop. One big shop. Today, they are out of that place, in a very big place. So we must understand that God's agenda is always greater still. A wise man said, the best of God is in the future. The point we are making this morning is that no matter what you look around and see today, our future as a church, Noah's Ark is greater. you will experience that greater future in the name of Jesus. God's agenda is always greater still. Job chapter 8 verse 7 shows us, though thy beginning was small, yet thy later end shall greatly increase, like we've seen earlier. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9 will show you the glory of this later house shall be what? Greater. God always speaks of things greater. When he speaks, if you look at where you are, you'll be mistaken. In my own personal life, there are certain visions the Lord had shown me before now, that if you told me that by now I will be where I am, I would say it's not possible, because at the time it was looking like it was not possible. I don't know the vision in your heart that the Lord is pumping into your heart currently, and you've checked your surroundings, you've checked yourself, and it looks like, is it possible? I came to declare upon your lives, it is possible in the name of Jesus. Guys, God is not interested in repeating yesterday. God is committed to greater glory, greater impact, and greater harvests. John chapter 15 verse 2 says, every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruits. Not fruits, it may bring forth more fruits. God is always interested in more fruit. Tell your neighbor, God is interested in more fruits. No matter where we have come as a church, we will yield more fruits. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Everything about God is more. Everything about God is greater. Everything about God is brighter. So you will see in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, what did he say there? The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth brighter unto the perfect day. Not same and same, but more and more. It keeps shining brighter and brighter. More brighter, more and more. Not same and same, which means God is not interested in maintaining what you have. Listen, if you are here on Wednesday, you will notice that we discussed people that were supposed to, what? The talents, yes. The one that had 5 multiplied it times 2. The one that had 2 multiplied times 2. But the one that had 1 said, I will maintain it. I will bury it in the earth so that when my master comes, I will tell him, Master, you are a hard man. You know you are a hard man. You don't want to reap where you've sown. God is interested in more and more. God did not tell us to maintain a church. God called us to multiply a harvest. If your results are not increasing, then you are not aligned to God's purpose. In every department, HODs must know that I've told them, we must grow our departments. We are not here to maintain. We are not here. We are not civil servants who maintain status quo. We are people who must long for higher things. We must long for growth. Noah's ark is growing in the name of Jesus. Why harvest stops growing? We want to discover, why does it look like at some point some churches have stopped growing? When I was still younger, there are churches, I don't want to mention their names, who were reigning those days. Think about them. You know them. That you tell us, if this man is so anointed, give him 10, 15 years. Oh, the world will hear of him. Suddenly, check around, we don't see them. But every day you look at an old man of 84, Pastor Adeboye, every day you sit around that man, you'll be asking yourself, what am I even doing? Why? At that age, he's still talking about growth. If you decide to maintain what you have, you will start dying. Anything that stops growing starts dying. Anything that stops growing does what? Starts dying. That is why as a church, we cannot be comfortable with our number. It doesn't matter what we have seen. We must press for something higher. Quickly, why does it look like harvest stops growing? Number one, satisfaction with past results. Satisfaction with what? Past results. Amos chapter 6 verse 1 says, woe is he that is what? At ease in Zion. Woe is he that is at ease in Zion. Every time you get satisfied. And that is why Revival stops where hunger stops. It doesn't matter the things of God you've seen in the past. I'm talking about your personal life. We must aim for more. There has to be more. You won 2 souls in the month of April. There has to be more. Every time you see a Christian telling you in those days, we used to, that guy is dead. The language of history is death. Those days in school, we used to do this. What is happening now? Satisfaction with past results. Every time you get satisfied with the past results, it means your death is near. I was in camp one day in the old auditorium those days, and I was shocked. Our daddy in the Lord was talking about 3 by 3 kilometers. Honestly, to be honest, I said, Daddy, what is the problem? Daddy, what are you looking for? Really? Daddy, honestly, can we have a conversation? What are you looking for? There are some crazy prophecies that man has said. I didn't understand it then. Let me tell you. If you walk with God and your walk is current and sharp, God will always give you new visions. I'm telling you. If you really walk with God, when you've gotten to the point, you say, we've tried. He will just come that night and tell you, listen, we are moving to the next stage. 3 by 3 kilometers, and he's telling us that one day our camp will be like the whole of Ibadan. Does it make sense? He has said that someday we'll have pastors meeting in the moon. You've not heard it before. That man is crazy. Why? Every time men truly walk with God, he shows you visions. And those visions will wow your mind that even you don't know how to meet it. Today, while we are praying, during the workers' meeting, I went to the back and I looked at the ark, that ark center there. I was looking at the picture. I was looking at the ark center and I was looking at our accounts and I was smiling. I've asked someone to tell me, how much does it take to bring this to pass? The guy said, Pastor, about 400 million or so. I smiled. I looked at it again and I smiled. But guess what? It will be done. I said, it will be done. You're not talking like you know. I said, it will be done. In the name of Jesus. We don't get satisfied with past results. We don't do that. That is one thing the Lord has helped me with. I am ever hungry. Ever hungry. Both in your personal life, in your business, in your career, you should be ever hungry. You get to this level. No, there must be next. Listen, every time a man gets satisfied, notice that you are dying. Some people look forward to retirement. I will not retire. Trust me. I'm already planning because I see our Father in the Lord at 84. I don't know if that man challenges your life. During the last holy, Thanksgiving service, I saw him kneeling down. I saw him and I'm like, wow, this is an 84-year-old man. Listen, if you are in the RCCG and that man's life is not challenging you, you are not thinking well. At 84, that man prays 4 hours every day. At least, I was told, 4 hours at 84. Some of us said we are busy. I had to tell myself, what kind of busy am I busy? The redeemed is in 191 countries. Who is busier than Daddy Gio? Are you aware that when your convention ends in Nigeria, currently they're having an Asia convention. Are you aware? They will have America's convention. Are you aware? They will have Holy Ghost service at Abuja. Are you aware? Who is preaching all these places? Daddy Gio. Many of us think a private jet is a luxury. He says in one of our workers, we say, don't worry, when you keep they keep inside a tube, you're always flying from one place to another, you will know what it is. At 84, the man is still hungry. I have not started. You have not started in the name of Jesus. Why harvest stops growing? Number 2, loss of burden for souls. Loss of burden for souls. Matthew chapter 9 verse 36 says, He was moved with compassion when he saw the crowd, the multitude. They were like sheep without shepherd. He was moved with compassion. Look up. If you sincerely check your hearts now and you notice you no longer feel anything for sinners, you are a dead wood. It's not just about you, including me. At times, my current prayer to God is, Lord, restore my compassion for souls. I don't want to sit with family members knowing that they are heading to hell and I'm comfortable. It's a problem. One of the ways to know that your fire is dying is when you have lost compassion for souls. You see young people in Lasso, you come into your campus and look at people and you are noticing these guys are going nowhere. It should bother you. As a student, this was the fire that kept us all through school. Incidentally, I went to serve in Benin. I will walk through the campus of Uniben and I looked for fellowship guys. I didn't see any. It was darkness was hovering around that campus. As a youth corps member, I knew how my heart burned. I knew how I began to cry every night. Lord, where are the remnants in this campus? Because back in the school days, if you enter any bus, somebody for spirit, those SU guys, one of them must be shouting in that bus. I came into Uniben and it looks like they've tied everybody's hands. All the ladies were dressing like they were mermaids, like mermaids. And all the men were involved in one thing or the other. I'm like, what is happening here? I began to cry. That led me to begin for the first time, begin to preach in the bus. Why? Compassion for souls. I came to serve. But beyond it, I served in a university. That one was the one that broke my heart the more. I saw young people held in drugs. Jesus. I saw young ladies held in vanities. Parents very rich. Yet children heading to hell with speed. I didn't want to be a pastor. I don't need it. I wanted to be a Christian whose heart burns for Jesus. So that anywhere I find myself, my heart burns. I'm at work. Men are heading to hell. It bothers me. Harvest stops growing when the loss of burden for souls occurs. Everyone here who has lost that burden, the Lord will restore in the name of Jesus. Number three reason is when we shift from mission to maintenance. I'll explain it. When we shift from mission to maintenance, let me tell you what happens. In the RCCG, there is a major temptation for every worker. Like to say, sir, why are we? Let's just stay here now. Like if I tell you we are going to plant a parish before the end of this year, some of you will say, Pastor, why are we doing that? Let's just stay here. Let J Drums play the drums on Sunday. Senna sings on Sunday here. Beautiful voices. Let's just enjoy. Oh, you will come and act drama. Let's maintain this hour. So why do you want to scatter this delicate balance? The way this church was planted was that some people were inconvenienced, sir. When I suspected I was going to be posted out of my church, my previous church, I told my wife, prepare, we want to go and plant a new parish. I was excited, hoping to it's a new parish. Some of you don't know the advantage of going to a new parish. You go there, you set a new structure. You're not getting it. You go there, you start from the beginning, ground zero. And some small churches, you don't know what it means to enjoy small church, small fellowship, where your pastor knows you, everybody knows, we know ourselves. We are like a family. I was hoping for that. Make up your mind. Don't come here and sit and say, I want to have trouble. This place is comfortable. Let's just enjoy. I don't want trouble. No. If Daddy Gio didn't want trouble, the redeemed will not be in over 190 nations. Trust me. All those nations have their own problems. In the RCCG, we are not here to maintain parish. We are here to grow. We are here to expand. And when I post, imagine posting 50 people from this place. Suddenly you come to church, you notice that some chairs are empty. What will happen to you? We will start thinking, how do we go and do evangelism? But when you come here every Sunday, you see people everywhere, feel that there is no need, we are doing well, we are not doing well. You must do what? Expand. Tell your neighbor, expand. Number 3 point for today is examine yourself. Examine yourself. Revelation chapter 3 verse 2 calls us to examine ourselves. Brethren, from time to time, one of the things I do is to examine my walk with God. What are the questions? One, do you even have any soul you can call a harvest? Everybody here, think. For the last 6 months, do you have anybody you can say, I want this one for Christ? Think about it. For the last 6 months. Think, you are a Christian. You are going to heaven. The last 6 months, who have you won to Christ? It's possible none. It's possible. Do you even have any increase you can call the harvest of the past year since the last EGD? Is your harvest growing? If you have a harvest, is it growing according to God's agenda? Even if you invited someone, are you sure that one is growing and being discipled? Listen, don't just come to church. There is a crowd. At the end of service, you just go home. It's not my business. Some of you, once they say, they share the grace, you're already close to the door. Pastor, share, as they say, amen, bam. You can't grow that way. No. That's for baby Christians. Who are you discipling to be like Christ? Is your harvest growing? Have you become satisfied with the past results? Noah's Ark used to be. Those days, those, if you are part of those days, you have expired though. Have you turned your back on your mission and you have become a maintenance officer in your department? Let's maintain it. Let's not expand. You are not thinking of succession. The moment I walked into this church, what is going through my mind is when I'll be leaving. And that is why I have an urgency in my heart to raise leaders. Immediately, that's what happens to me. I come into a place, I don't settle down. I am thinking, who are the next leaders to raise? Who will take over here as I leave? Because I know I will leave one day, immediately. That is how to think missions. The next thing I want to discuss is, what should I now do? If I've asked myself all these questions, what should I do? Isaiah chapter 54 from verse 2 to 4. Isaiah chapter 54. Can you help me put it up, please, on the screen? Is it possible? Isaiah 54. 2 to 4. It says, enlarge the place of your tents. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. I'm reading the NIV version. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Verse 3. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Verse 4. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Somebody say amen. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. Say amen. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Quickly, 4 things jump to mind from this scripture. 1, enlarge. 2, stretch. 3, lengthen. And 4, strengthen. Enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen. What are we to enlarge? We are to enlarge our visions. Enlarge your vision. Like Abraham, come out of your tent, lift up your eyes and look. Strengthen your vision or enlarge your visions. That means as far as your eyes can see. If you cannot see, if the only thing you see is Noah's Ark, you won't go far. You won't go far. You won't go far. Imagine, always think that, imagine the parish that planted this church didn't plant it. You won't be here today. That is how we must enlarge our visions. So no, we must replicate ourselves in other churches. We must not be comfortable sitting down here. Our vision must be to replicate and grow. Enlarge your visions. Number 2, stretch your capacity. Stretch your capacity. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Stretch your capacity. If you want to grow in life, you must stretch. One of the things I've learned to do is never to be comfortable with yesterday. My wife often wonders what drives me. I am very uncomfortable with the status quo. In my industry, I see people who has worked in one place. How many years? 30 years. In my mind, you'll be coming to this one office for the last 30 years, every day. One office, 30 years. I will die. I cannot survive. 30 years. Imagine that you're coming to only Nuas at 30 years. Come on. That's poor. It means you are not productive. So we must enlarge our vision. We must stretch our capacity. When you plant a new parish, like the sister I came here, I have been stretched. Noah's ark is stretching me. It's a stretch. I was comfortable where I was. But when you come into, see, 11 is a new, is one on a new level. When I used to 1 to 10, you are already the king. You know, at 10, you're already the king. They're hailing you. Hey! Are doing well. Suddenly they throw you up in 11. You know what has happened? You are now number one. What? On a new level. When you do so well, they move you somewhere. You become number one on a new level. 21 is number one on a new level. What it means, you need to start relearning again, unlearning, and learning new things to cope. We must stretch our capacity. Number three, you must lengthen your reach. Cast your net even further into the deep, like in Luke 5. We are going to be having church on the street this month. Why are we doing it? You may be asking, Pastor, why are we stressing ourselves? We are good here. Stop deceiving yourself. We are not good here. If the gospel does not spread, we are not good. If I come every day to church and I'm looking at the streets, boys are smoking and wasting away, we are not good, sir. If I check your house and your neighbors are heading to hell, we are not good. If in your office your colleagues are going to hell, we are not good, sir. We must lengthen our reach. And number four, we must strengthen our systems. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. We must strengthen our systems. And that is why you will notice I will emphasize discipleship a lot. Why? Because the Bible says, commit these things you've known to faithful men. If I have an emergency and I'm not in church, and I cannot trust that someone can pick up this mic and do this same thing I'm doing, then I failed as a leader. I don't believe in one strong man. You come to the choir, if one person around, we just say, hi, our champion is not around, we have failed. You come to your department, there is one champion, you have failed. The idea is not to have one champion, sir. The idea is to raise men that we do the same thing we do without blinking and with an eyelid. I hate to see strong men. I like to see strong teams. That's the why reason. Strong teams. We are not strong men because when you have a strong man, the enemy can target you and kill you. Once they take you out, the church falls. No. We develop strong teams. We are all strong together. So that if they touch one, the others will rise. Let me tell you, one of the problems the U.S. is having with Iran is what I just explained to you. They thought once they kill the first person, everybody will go. The moment you get to the first person, the other teams are activated. You're not getting what I'm saying? They activated. When they killed Jesus, Satan made a very big mistake. Why? Because he set the Holy Ghost loose. Every other person activated. Philip, Stephen, these were just guys serving food. When persecution came, they ran into places and took cities. Philip went into Samaria and the whole Samaria was filled with joy. Why? Because he carried the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost in Peter was in Philip. We want to establish churches, and I just see everyone seated here, go to the new parish. And I will relax knowing that when they go there, they will cause everywhere to burn like Noah's Ark. Are you getting the picture? We must strengthen our systems. You are HOD in the house. Don't sit down and be saying, these my people, I'm trying. No. The Bible says, we travel again for them until Christ is formed in them. Everywhere you are as a leader, our job is to strengthen our systems so that people can replicate everything you can do. Do it again. If you are not around and we feel your absence, you are not a leader. The last 1 week, I've not been in the office. I went for a training. And I left my people. Some managers are wondering, who will do this? I said, let me watch what will happen. That's a test of my leadership. If I'm not there and nothing happens, it means I've been a bad leader. To train them, I need to leave the scene and allow them function. Let me watch how they will cope without me. Tell your neighbor, stretch. Tell your neighbor, stretch. Stretch. Say, enlarge. Stretch. Lengthen and strengthen. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Finally, everything we have said here will not make sense to you if you don't know Jesus. So if you're in the service today and you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are the first harvest. You are our first harvest. No eyes closed. If you are here in the service and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a very good time. Place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. It's very simple. If by sin, one man's sin, the world was brought into an offense, how much more by one man's righteousness, grace will abound to us so that we can reign in life. You don't have to be held bound by that sin. You don't have to be held bound by that devil, because Jesus has paid the price already. So if you're in this service today, you want to give your life to Christ, place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray with you. Or eyes closed, I want to pray with you. If you are that person in this service who wants to give his life to Christ or her life to Christ, place your hand on your chest. You won't say you didn't hear this call. That is why I will keep making it here every Sunday. Place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Or you want to come back and say, Jesus, I have been so selfish. I have been thinking of maintenance. Let us maintain this order. Let's not break out. Sir, leave us alone the way we are. We like it the way we are. And Jesus is saying, no. My plan is to make sure we stretch. If you're in the house, please raise your hands. I want to pray for you. Anyone like that? Anyone like that? The rest of us, close our eyes and ask the Lord, help me to stretch. When I mean stretch, it's very stretchy. It is painful. It is very painful to stretch. I'm not telling you that it's not painful. It's painful. Can you ask him, Lord, give me the grace to stretch. Grant me the grace to stretch, oh God. Give me the grace to stretch myself. I want to win souls for you. 2025 left, all through. You didn't win one soul. You are about to repeat the same thing in 2026. At what point will you grow up? Let's not judge. Let's not judge. Let's be in church. Let's not be saying things that will make people sad. Meanwhile, you're not growing. Stretching requires, for you to grow, you must stretch yourself. You must come out of your comfort zone. Can you tell him, Lord, help me to stretch. Help me to stretch. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we trust you for grace. Stretching requires grace, oh God. Grant the grace to stretch and enlarge our visions in the name of Jesus. That which wants to deceive our hearts to maintain what we have as against enlarging our tents and strengthening our stakes, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and we decree that Noah's Ark is expanding. We are enlarging to the right, we are stretching to the left in the name of Jesus. Help us to disciple one another, help us to grow together so that when we have a cause to leave this place, even if we go to any interior, we will still replicate what we have here in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to strengthen our systems, oh God. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.